And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio Ministry. My name is Susan Rosario. Glad to be back sharing and talking about the goodness of God today, the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. Title of the message today is Finding Peace in God. Yes, finding peace in God. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding is scripture, but more importantly, folks, it is a way of life. We have to find our peace in God every single day, every moment of the day, in order to get through the trauma and the drama in life. Amen? So today I want to talk about finding peace in those unforgettable things and situations in your life, finding a way to let it go and let God heal your heart and replace it with His undying peace. So, whether you've lost a loved one recently or dealing with someone with an illness or a broken heart or feeling depressed, whatever the case may be, the peace of God will give you rest. Yes, the peace of God will give you rest and reassurance that your faith walk in Him speaks volumes and is not in vain. No, all the good stuff you do, God still sees it. Life is just a process. So as I move on in the scriptures today, know this. Know that your life's journey can be a really bumpy road. May have you repeating one simple word. And when I say it, some folks is going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Here it is. Why, God? Why? Why did this happen to me? Why, God? I need answers. So I will attempt to answer that question for you today. By the end of today's message, I pray, folks, that you have a better understanding of what it means to experience and overcome long periods of suffering in your life, whether it be mental, physical, or spiritual. It's always something, right? Always something. So here's my first thought of the day. Here it is. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Life is about being resilient in your faith walk with the Lord. In a few words, as I said a few minutes ago, here it is. Life is a process. Your life is a process to progress you spiritually in the Word of God, to progress you in every area of your life, to grow you up, to build you in your faith walk with the Lord. Now, I know very long processes sometimes. I'm like, gee, Lord, all I can say to that, life is a process to progress you spiritually in the kingdom of God. And I know, like I said, it can be very long processes, but life on this earth is a process. And you progress in God doing great things to feel good, to be good. You see? So you progress in physical healing, love, hope, peace, forgiveness, patience, joy, long suffering. And the process hurts sometimes. It hurts bad. It really does, with those traumatic and dramatic things and situations that steal your peace and joy. But here it is. I got something for you in the nutshell. You know what it is? Life is about learning how to overcome. The Word of God shows us how to overcome every single day, every moment of the day, how to overcome using the Word of God as your blueprint. You know, a builder's building a building. He has a blueprint to tell him how many doors, how many windows, how many bathrooms, where's the foundation, where's the front of the house, where's the back of the house. In other words, the Word of God is your blueprint to healing whatever. Healing can be in your physical body, peace of mind, healing in joy and happiness, being grateful and thankful for the life you already have. Because it's always something to thank God about. Thank God anyway. Why? Because life is about learning from your experiences, learning how to live that God life on this earth and making life better for yourself and those who are in your life. Amen? So if you are just tuning in to the message here, let me slow my roll for a minute. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan Rosario. Title of the message today is Finding Peace in God. Finding your peace in God, seeing life through the eyes of your faith. Yes, learning and growing in your life is a process that progresses you over time as you get better and learn more about God. Yes, learning more about God, the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ, the examples that he laid out for us on this earth. And when he ascended up into heaven, he left us with the Holy Spirit. So we were left armed, suited and booted with the full armor of God. And then he left the sword, which is the word of truth, the blueprint to how we are to conduct ourselves and live on this earth. That's how you find your peace in God, through his word. Amen. So folks, as you overcome, remember this. As you overcome the trauma and drama in your life, finding peace in God by way of finding comfort and reading the word of God, the Bible, the scriptures, finding that peace that surpasses all understanding, go back to the scripture every day if you need to. And I've been teaching on it for the last several weeks, and I can't get away from it. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, verse 6 again, really quick, be anxious for nothing, because it's always something going on that's causing traumatic and dramatic situations to play out in your life. And it's called the adversary. But remember, God has given us the power through the tools of faith that I talk about in my message, Faith is a Tool. We have the power of faith. We have the power of forgiveness. We have the power of love. We have the power of joy and thanksgiving. This is power to overcome any and everything that rises up against you. And I say that because I taught in the last few messages that the devil becomes dazed and confused when he can't get you to respond to his attacks the way he wants you to. He wants you to fall out, curse somebody out, be mad, go have a drink, get drunk, meet your friends at the club. Hey, I haven't been out for a while. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Mad, I need to get some stuff off my mind. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So the devil attacks you with things and situations. But when you use the power that you have, which is your faith, your love, your forgiveness, your joy, your peace, your thanksgiving, your praise, those are the faith tools that the Lord gives you to rise above and pull out your power tools whenever you need them. Amen. We are talking about, if you've just tuned in, the peace of God, finding your peace in God, finding peace in every dramatic and traumatic situation that occurs in your life. The Lord will give you exactly what you need during those attacks. So when you stay spiritually connected to God, there you have it. The devil is dazed and confused. He doesn't know how to deal with the peace that you have. Oh, I know this. Oh, I recognize what's happening when that happens. Oh, I understand what's going on here and there. It's an attack. It's not real. We can't live and base our lives and our thought processes off of attacks from the enemy. And guess what you do? You stay in a loop that I'm going to talk about here shortly that keeps repeating itself day in and day out. You never really get the joy and peace that you need to rise above and get the prosperity in life that you need. Prosperity and hope and love and forgiveness comes in many forms. And we're talking about finding peace in God. Again, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus every single time. Jesus cannot fail you. The word of God cannot fail you. So that's why Paul tells us in these scriptures to not be nervous and worried or concerned about nothing. Nothing and nobody, because something is always going to be trying to take your joy and peace of mind. That's how it works. The devil stays on his job. He does it better than anyone else on this earth. And that is to keep you out of the promises of God, keep you out of that peace and joy and love and forgiveness that you have to walk in. It is his job. And as I said in a few messages back, we pay him very, very, very well when we have very, very little faith. Yes, he He gets paid big when he can get you to cuss somebody out. Truly. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So the peace of God, you know what that peace does? It trumps every understanding that there is on earth. The peace of God, whether you understand it or not, when you have peace about it, when God gives you peace and faith, stand on your peace. Stand on your faith. Do what the Lord is leading you to do, and then that's all you can do. Amen? So moving on here, if you are just tuning in, this is Faith Walk Radio Ministry. My name is Susan Rosario. I am talking about the title of the message today is Finding Peace in God. So here's my thoughts about all of this. I believe that life is one big God lesson. I truly do. I believe that one big God lesson leads to one big time-consuming lesson. Takes time to develop and grow in the Word of God. That's why you have to practice it every day. You have to get up, praise God, worship Him. Thank you, Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Lord, thank you for this. Lord, thank you for that. I don't understand how I'm going to get out of this. Lord, I don't understand what's going on over there. This situation is coming back up that was devastating, that hurt me. Lord, I just don't know what to do with it. I'm nervous. No, you pray and you say, Lord, take it away. Because if you can't fix it, it won't get fixed. Folks, we have to cast our cares on Him. So yes, I believe that life is one big God lesson, one big time-consuming lesson, and those lessons teach us how to live in a productive, forgiving, long-suffering life with God. Why? To prepare us for the final exam, because you know there is one. To prepare us for the final exam, learning how to develop faith in God and yourself, learning how to stay spiritually connected to God, learning how to forgive, learning how to love, learning how to have patience, learning how to have peace, learning how to stay spiritually connected to God. And if you don't learn the lesson, guess what? Then you will fail the final exam. You'll keep repeating the same dysfunctional loop of issues that wreak havoc in your life right now. So here it is, folks. The key is this. The key is to learn how to have peace with it all, no matter what it is. Enjoy the rest of your life on this earth. You don't know when your final moment and your final hour is. Do whatever you can within those moments. Cherish life this very moment. Praise the Lord and thank Him. Enjoy the journey. Allow the Lord to shape you and make you and mold you into His perfect vessel. That's how you find the peace of God. Amen? We've all been there. One situation leads to another bad situation, to another one, to another one. And it's always going to be something. That's why Paul said to be anxious for nothing, because it's always going to be something that worry us and make us nervous and make us fall into depressions and walk in unforgiveness. It's always going to be something that distracts us from doing and living in the Spirit of God. So what better way to have peace about it all? Doesn't matter anyway. So again, enjoy yourself. Earth is not a place where we live. I don't want to sound like Star Wars, but truly, Earth is only a place where we exist, because the Word of God tells us that we are in this world, but we are not of this world, which means when you spiritually connect to God, you are somewhere else other than on this earth, walking on this earth. When you connect to the Word spiritually, it keeps you focused, and that's where you find that peace in God. Because at the end of the day, it just doesn't matter. It's only heaven and hell. We get so caught up in titles and who's doing this and why are they doing that. And Lord, I just want to do this. Lord, can I go over here and be this? No, just worship God. Praise Him every day. The scripture tells us, pray without ceasing. Now, folks, let me move on. Again, if you have just tuned in, this is Faith Walk Radio Ministry. My name is Susan Rosario. Thank you for tuning in today. I am here every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. talking about a personal faith walk journey with the Lord. And that includes learning how to have peace in God, which is the title of the message, finding your God path on this earth and live it to the best of your ability. It's all you can do. Another great scripture I have been teaching on last 3 weeks, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So folks, all I can say to that is every tear you cry, rejoice in it. Every trap you fall into, pray your way out of it. Every mountain in your way, climb it until it gets easier. Again, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So finding your peace in God today is when you finally say to yourself, whatever it takes to protect my joy and peace of mind, that I will do. Whatever it takes to spend more time with God, that I will do. Every morning I'm going to pray and worship Him. Throughout the day I'm going to pray and worship Him. When I fall on my knees at night, I'm going to worship and pray to Him. That's where you find your peace in God. That's where you find the peace in all the trauma and drama in your life. That's where you keep the devil dazed and confused. When you truly find your peace in God. It just doesn't matter. The matters of your heart, the desires of your heart that are outside of the will of God, just doesn't matter. Again, Philippians 4, 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. That's why I keep saying be anxious for nothing, because there's always going to be something. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So here it is. Here it is. The understanding, folks, your understanding has to be taking on the mind of Christ. What would Jesus do? And the heart of Christ? Where would Jesus' heart be in all these traumatic and dramatic situations in my life? You have to ask yourself that. What would Jesus do to maintain His peace? What would Jesus' heart be feeling right now to maintain that joy and peace? I can tell you one. Forgiving other people. Amen. Loving other people. Growing and understanding that life with Christ is a process. And that process progresses you on to living 100% in the Spirit at all times. It's work. I know it's work. But you can do it. You can do it when you do this. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Folks, I have to pause for a few Faith Walk announcements. Meditate on that. And I will be right back to conclude today's message. Hold tight.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, San Diego. This is Susan Rosario. I am proud to announce to the San Diego community of family, friends, and Christian brothers and sisters, the Faith Walk Foundation will be feeding the hungry. This is exciting news, folks, and exactly what the Lord has laid on our heart to do. Beginning May 2017, the Faith Walk Foundation will feed hundreds of working class families in selected locations throughout San Diego County. As you know, this takes finances as well as resources to make it happen. And I need your help. If you are interested in teaming up in donating or lending a helping hand, I want to talk to you. Contact me today at info@faithwalkradio.com. That's info@faithwalkradio.com. Come take a faith walk with me and help us feed the hungry in San Diego County. 100% of all donations will aid and support the hungry in San Diego County.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, host of the Faith Walk Show. I hope you are staying encouraged and building your faith walk with the Lord every day. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So in saying that, folks, if you have a Faith Walk inspirational story you would like to share with me so that I can share with the world right here on this show and on my website, feel free to email me at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Share your Faith Walk inspirational story today. You never know. You might be the story selected to spotlight, to encourage, and let people know that God is still working things out in the lives of people all over the world. Again, email me your Faith Walk inspirational story today at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, if you are in need of prayer and encouragement, also feel free to email me, write me, or give me a call. Go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. There's more information for you there. That's faithwalkradio.com. Now, back to the show. As we continue to talk about faith and building your faith foundation.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio Ministry. This is Susan Rosario, and the Faith Walk Show, folks, airs right here on KBright every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Today, I have been talking about how to find peace in the trauma and drama in your life. The title of the message today is Finding Peace in God. Scripture of the day, and one I've been teaching on for several weeks, I cannot get away from. God is good, and that is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Let me read that really quick as I conclude today's message. And it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Verse 6, really quick, be anxious for nothing, because it's always going to be something. So be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. And we got to be joyful and thank God for it. Amen. So again, if you are just tuning in and missed first part of the message, no worries. Go to my website at faithwalkradio.com. That's www.faithwalkradio.com. Click on messages and listen away. Now, before I sign off for today and give my final thought of the day, just let me say this. On your path, you know that straight and narrow road the Bible talks about that leads you straight to heaven's doors? Know that that road will be bumpy and you may end up on a dead-end road somewhere. But that's okay too. God always has an exit plan. God will give you peace in everything. You have to do something though. All you have to do is pass the test. Pass the final exam. And how do you do that? Understand that life with Jesus Christ is about learning. Learning how to live that God life on this earth and making better choices for yourself and those folks in your life. Being that light on the hill. Letting your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Which is why I always say this. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it, right? It's not easy. But it's the best route where you can get some stuff on this earth as you make your way to heaven's doors. So again, I say this, listen to this. And I've been talking about this the entire message. Know that life is a process and it progresses you in areas of your life that benefit you. So all you have to do is pass the final exam, learn how to listen, be still, and listen to the Holy Spirit. So that healing can take place in your life to help you overcome disagreements with other people, whatever it is, issues on your job, in your marriage, whether it be physical healing, mental, or spiritual healing. Learn how to be peaceful and quiet in your spirit and listen to what the Lord is trying to tell you concerning your life. You got it? So yes, folks, again, life is a process, and process means development, route, course, or practice. So you have to allow the process to finish its course, to develop you so that you can progress into the mental, physical, and spiritual healing in your life. And I know you don't want to hear this one. The process takes time. So be patient, folks, and faithful. Don't forget to be faithful as you wait on the Lord. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And as I said earlier, the process hurts sometimes. It does. Some folks, I know you are hurt to the core, but the Lord promised that He would give you peace and rest, peace that surpasses all understanding. So remember this. Life is about learning how to overcome. It's a process and it progresses you, but you have to learn how to overcome using the Word of God, folks, as your final life chapter. That blueprint I talked about earlier that develops into healing of your heart, mind, and soul as you maintain a peaceful, enjoyable life on this earth as we live in this world again, but we are not of the world. We are spiritual beings. Gee, the Word of God is good today. And I hope I have touched somebody's heart today to know that the Lord is still watching and He's listening. He just wants us to rest and have peace and cast our cares on Him every single day, every moment of the day. Remember 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. Folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day, and my final thought of the day is this. Finding peace in God is the first step to recovering from all the trauma and drama in your life. However, the second step and most important step is to maintain your peace of mind. Because if it doesn't get in your mind, it doesn't reside in your life. So that's why my next sentence should make sense to you. And here it is. When you renew your mind daily, it throws all the trash away from yesterday. And that makes a God world of difference. Amen to that. Folks, I'm signing off as I do every week. I always say this, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed. I need a faith walk, a path to lead me straight.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario. Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.